Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
As the year closes on 2020, we look back at one of the two most significant events of the year. One big event, obviously, was the coronavirus crisis. The other big event was the focus on race as a reaction to the death of George Floyd. After Floyd's death, protests morphed into riots, and all in the name of so-called social justice. We witnessed cities being sent up in flames. Businesses and lives, black and white, were destroyed. Now we have some people coming forward with their solutions to the issue of racism and so-called race inequality. Teachers at the Dalton School, one of the most posh private schools in New York City, have thrown their demands into the ring. They're demanding the $54,000 a year school must implement an agenda that requires everyone to look at black kids and treat them differently because of the color of their skin. They want the school to hire full-time diversity officers and psychologists to support students coping with race-based traumatic stress and to help black students navigate a predominantly white institution. They want courses to focus on black liberation and compensate any student of color who appears in Dalton promotional material. Not white students, only students of color. And best of all, they insist on abolishing all high-level academic courses by 2023 if the performance of black students is not on par with non-blacks. This, of course, is the height of dumbing down the educational process so all kids graduate less educated, less smart. That's certainly one way to make sure our country doesn't compete on par with other countries. Another way to address the issue of so-called social justice is being put forth by Brandon Hasbrouck, an assistant professor at Washington and Lee University School of Law, a real genius. He says black votes in this country are worth less than white votes. He offers no proof other than abstracted correlations that aren't really correlated. He says the devaluation of black votes allows our political system to ignore black lives, so he has a solution. Vote reparations. We could help make amends for past and present injustices by double counting ballots cast by all black residents. He does suggest we extend vote reparations to Native Americans. Once again, it's his way to mobilize some segments of society against another segment of society. In this case, mobilizing as many minorities as possible against people with white skin. So the efforts to mitigate mistakes of the past by abolishing slavery, implementing affirmative action programs, and even electing the first black man as president of the United States are all just window dressing. There are children who do not do well in school, children from all backgrounds. Many, if not most of these children, come from troubled homes, homes that are absent of a father, thank you to the bungled efforts of LBJ's Great Society, homes where one or both parents are involved with drugs, homes that foster abuse. There may be a lot of reasons for those troubled homes, but the way to address troubled students is not to superficially focus on the color of anyone's skin. That's just plain bigoted and doesn't accomplish anything. There are many, many ideas, more ideas than time here permits. But what is certain is that focusing on the color of one's skin, making any students feel as if they aren't as capable as others, making some students feel guilty for their success, these ill-gotten ideas and other attempts to change basic human nature aren't going to cure any ills or fix any problems our society faces. The sooner we realize that, the sooner we can focus on true solutions to our mutual problems. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.